What's up, y'all? It is time for the NFL lines for week 13. And we got some big games. They got a big game this week that's going to decide a lot of things going on here. Let's kick it off with Texans, Colts. Colts here by 4.5. Another big game. Playoff implications. Texans, one of the toughest defenses showing out this year. It's a must win for both teams, really. Jason, who do you got?
Yeah, I think if you look at the past couple weeks, Rome, like I mean, we were really feeling the Colts there for a good portion of the stretch, and you know, two out of the last 3 weeks, just haven't seen the offense to where it was at. You know, Jonathan Taylor not getting as much, and you're playing a really strong defensive line, as you mentioned here, for the Texans. The Texans' offense, I don't know if they found something here to a degree. I guess they've protected the quarterback a little bit better. You've had these Davis Mills appearances and things like that we've talked through. I just think you're bound after seeing this offense not do well against the Steelers and, you know, kind of a little bit bounce back for the Falcons, but a tough game against the Chiefs. You're going to go back indoors now for the Colts. I think they feel comfortable indoors. It's a lot of points. But I'm going to get back on Aaron's guy Steichen here. I think they're going to cover. They need to make a statement in this division right now. They'll cover the 4.5.
Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, I told you last week I put that loss on Shane Steichen. I think he's going to go back, look at the film. I think he's going to come back motivated with a good game plan here. Texans have been playing well, beat Buffalo, came back, beat Jacksonville. C.J. Stroud's likely back in this game. But we all know guys that have been out for a while coming back first game usually do not perform well. I think Jason hit it best. They're back at home, indoors. I think Taylor has a big game. I like the Colts here, 4.5. I think this is the close game people think blowout of the week. I like the Colts by 2 touchdowns or more. Give me them. That's a lock this week, the Colts minus 4.5.
A lock of the week. Okay. I'm just going to write it down by 2 TDs here. I like the Colts here, but I'm really curious how the Texans respond. If there's a game that can kind of shut the, you know, all the critics up, the Texans D just shows up out here and puts Daniel Jones in a flurry, so to speak. Say what you will, some people are already jumping off the Daniel Jones bandwagon. He has had pretty good numbers aside from that one game where he had a couple interceptions. He's looked pretty solid. Aaron, you defended Jones last week, but criticized Steichen on the play calling here. They should respond, but I'm taking the Colts to the points. But Sunday morning, because now we're in the Sunday morning games here, this might be a heavy lean taking the Texans in the points and upsetting the Colts on the road to throw the whole playoff in the AFC seating in disarray. I'm just liking the grit and the gritty with this Texans team. Cardinals.
So who are you taking?
He's taking the Colts.
Yeah. Okay, just want to make sure. I thought he did, Aaron, but like he did this whole thing, and I'm like, okay, is he like hedging against himself, not writing it down? You know, it's going to be either or pick when he does the standings here to cut a game back.
Rome's got 2 legal pads there. He just shows you the one, yeah. And he switches it out, right?
That's what I'm just trying magic to trick. Like, whoop, I just want to make sure we get the right pit.
It's not my fault
here.
You guys have a third grade reading level or listening level.
No, I'm listening just fine. So I'm just making sure I just want to know what selective listening you're going to apply to on what you write down.
I don't know
pick,
if I'm listening to Rome or on a date. I get kind of confused from time to time based off all the jabber I hear going back and forth.
Jabber, yeah. Cardinals, Bucks here by 3. Aaron, who you got?
If there was ever a stay away game, this is it. Because I don't even know who's playing for Tampa Bay. I mean, is Baker going to play? I see Bucky's back. They say Godwin's going to get some more love. Cardinals, I saw Marvin Harrison practice on a limited basis. So is he coming back? I think Baker's not going to play. And for that, I'm going to take the Cards plus 3. I don't trust Teddy Bridgewater. I think Baker's going to sit out this game. I'm going to go Cardinals plus 3 on the road. Don't love it. I wouldn't touch it. Don't bet this one, folks. But I'll go Cards plus 3.
Jason.
Yeah, I agree with Aaron just how bad this is. I mean, Baker was non-participant in practice. I think he, like he said, he's not going to play. But Cardinals just haven't been great, just in disarray. I think I'm with Bucky Irvy coming back. I think there's a way that they can, you know, shoulder load him a little bit with Bridgewater in. Godwin, you know, getting a few steps back, as Aaron mentioned. The Bucks defense, you know, honestly hasn't been very good the past couple weeks as they've gotten really gone through three really strong opponents. I mean, they played, the who's who of really good teams here with the Patriots, Bills, and Rams all right in a row. So that, they weren't playing no slouches. But the Cardinals, man, I just don't know what to say with this Cardinals team week over week. Obviously put up some yards and points with Kyler being out, but no real great feeling about it, but I'll take the Bucks.
Nice. Wait, you're taking the Bucks?
Yeah.
So opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, opposite of me, yes.
Sorry. Okay, got it. Damn, well, because you're talking about the Cards. Talk about switcheroo here. I'm going with the Bucks here. Despite everything like that, just Bucks are this is more like a gut feel here. They're still a really good team. They got some guys coming back. Brissett, Cardinals, we've talked about it. They've been lights out stats-wise since he's taken over under center. I just feel like we're just going to have a little letdown finally from the Cardinals. Their record is who they are, basically, and the Bucks have to win this one because whether you like it or not, Aaron, Panthers are still alive in this division, and they're not a bad football team. So,
you're right, Rome. They're a terrible football team.
I'll take the Bucks of the points. Jags, Titans, Jason.
Titans just can't score points, and even though this is six and a half right now, the Jaguars really need to win this game. I think there's signs of the running game and where we can go. I don't know the Titans are going to give me week to week. It's a lot of points, but I'll take the Jags.
Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it week in, week out. How are the Titans going to stay in games? They've covered three straight games against the spread, which is surprising given how terrible they are, 1-10. Jacksonville, we know they can put up points. Trevor Lawrence, kind of up and down, making plays against Arizona and throwing some bad picks, 3 TDs, 3 interceptions last week. But defensively, Jacksonville's really good. They can run the ball, like Jason mentioned. I think they control the clock. Titans, I don't trust them. A lot of these covers are backdoors. I'm going to take the Jags. They need to win, no doubt about it. Titans aren't playing for anything but the first pick in the draft again anyway. So I'm going to go Jaguars -6.5.
I'm still not sold on the Jags being a really good team. I think half these wins have been pretty shit, to be honest with you. And when you go to like the secondary stats, they will tell you the same thing. Titans have been backdoor and covering, but to be honest, they've been competitive in a lot of these like good teams. You know, they show up and impress us all. They have come up good against the spread. 6.5 points at home. They're going to show out. I believe they're going to make it competitive. They're going to shock some people. I don't think they're going to win at all, but to be a little less than a touchdown in, I will take them. Jags have won a couple games in a row. They're due for a letdown anyways. So for those reasons, I will take the gamble and take the Jags or the Titans at home. Rams, Panthers, big spread here. Rams here by 10.5 on the road in Carolina. Jason.
Yeah. Big spread, West Coast to East Coast. We talk about that a ton. But this Rams team is just really good. And I think the Panthers have definitely showed some flaws here recently in some of these games. Stafford has just been electric. What has he got? Only 2 interceptions so far this, Aaron, if I got that right. The Packers game is probably the most impressive win on the resume so far that they've had over the past couple of weeks for the Panthers. But I just like the Rams too much and where this are at. I think they've supplanted the Eagles as being the class of the NFC. I think they're going cross country, but they've beaten some good teams up. They've beaten some bad teams up. And I think when they get someone in their sights, so I'll take the Rams.
Aaron.
Well, Rome, you talked about it earlier when we started the show, my Monday rant against the Panthers. I said then I was taking the Rams. I'm still taking the Rams here. I mean, Stafford, like Jason says, 30 TDs, 2 interceptions. Carolina's thin in the secondary. J.C. Horn, likely out. He's not practicing concussion. They have the guy that's suspended for throwing low blows. So he's out. Their linebacking core is not great. And the Rams defensively, I mean, we're talking about how good Stafford is, but what about this defensive line, these linebackers secondary? I mean, what they did at Tampa Bay was the ass whipping of the week. Can they? This team has gone, like Jason said, dude, they traveled to London, landed, and then basically played a football game 12 hours later and blew out Jacksonville. You're telling me they can't cover 10.5 here against the Rams? Come on, Sean McVay, throw me a bone. Give me the Rams minus 10.5.
Just because the Rams seem like the obvious answer, I'm going opposite here. This is the NFL here. I'm not going to go with the obvious answers. That's how we always get stuck. I'm just going to go with the Panthers plus 10.5. That's a lot of points anyways. Panthers could have played better last game. Aaron went on a big epic rant.
Yeah, they could have played better. They should have played better.
How they suck. And then you're also talking shit on Purdy, let alone this guy's still recovering from a turf toe. Obviously, that's still affecting him because he had no velocity in his throw.
Well, but, I mean, look, Mac Jones should be in the lineup, like Jason said, and he should be in the lineup this week. And that will affect in the game where we got coming up when I make a play for that one.
Anyways, I still think Panthers are a good team. Every time they run, who's the running back? Dimwiddle?
Dowdle.
Dowdle, there you go.
Who?
Dowdle.
Who's Dimwiddle?
I said Dimwiddle, but
Dr. Doolittle or what?
No, Dimwiddle's another running back somewhere else, right? No, no, dude, they're all the same. All the same names. Anyways, when they run him, I think it's like 15 times or less, they lose. When they do it more, they win. I think they're 6-1 when they do that. So if they go to the running game, I think they're going to shock some people. Rams are kind of due for a loss here, and they'll do it in Carolina. Well, we got two more games in the morning here. Two more games?
Three.
Oh, shit. All right, Saints-Dolphins. Dolphins here by 6. Jason.
You want to be first on, like, every game now, Rome? Is that the new order we're going in here?
I forgot. It's because I'm taking bites of this Impossible Burger, and I'm just thinking, like, dude, this does not taste like meat at all. I'm debating on feeding it to my dog, but, like, I'm not sure if he'll eat it at all.
Look, that's what you do. If the dog sniffs and don't touch it, you don't eat it. Because if anything a dog don't eat, you don't want to eat.
Westy. I'm like looking at the games, thinking I got like a minute or something like that until you go to, and it's like, Jason. All right, cool. All right, well, I'll still go, Rome. Saints, Dolphins. I don't want anything to do with this game. I will not watch it at all. But I still think the Saints are a really bad team. The Dolphins aren't great either, but they've shown some signs of life week after week when they get the ball to Achane. I think they could still do that in this game and get the ball to Achane and be successful. Apparently, McDaniel's keeping his job. I mean, we're not talking about it anymore. They've won 3 out of their last 4 and maybe have found something here. It's a lot of points, but I think a touchdown or more can win this for the Dolphins. So I'll take the Dolphins minus 6.
Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about the Titans not being able to score points, but how are the Saints going to score points? Well, they scored 10 points last week against the Falcons. Miami's coming off a bye. They've been more impressive. They got rid of the GM. Coach sounds like he's safe. The coach is driving around town, showing the losing teams what's up. I think they do it again here. I love the Dolphins minus 6. Saints just can't keep pace. Achane and those boys have a nice game. The defense for Miami's come alive here in the last month. I like the Dolphins here at home.
They're at home. The weather's about to get really shitty with all the hurricanes. They're feeling nice. McDaniel doesn't look as coked out. Vibes are good in Miami.
He says he's been sober for like 10 years, man. If you listen to
drinking. A lot of people don't consider doing hard drugs from the sober life.
It's also the end of hurricane season, isn't it, right now? Hurricane season's more in the August and September
I'm
time.
I'm not a fucking geologist here, Jason. The point is, it's hurricane season.
Meteorologist?
Whatever.
Geologist, you'd be on Landman looking for oil right now, right?
You get my drift now.
I don't know. Everything you've said in this particular game has been wrong so far, so I'm scared that you're going to pick the same game Aaron and I did.
Yeah, I'm picking Dolphins, dude. I'm picking Dolphins. Okay.
You know, hey, Rome, you should use your advice you used in the other game. Don't take the obvious pick, which is the Dolphins, and go with the Saints.
No, the Saints would be the obvious pick. 6 points, that's kind of like a little teaser here. They've been competitive in a lot of these games, but they're just not that good. And Dolphins, say what you will, they've showed out still in a lot of these games, so they're just no match for this. There's just no way that this is a close game at all. I think Dolphins win by at least 10 points. In this one. And yeah, dude, McDaniel's going to keep his job. Go figure. He He's not bad. I guess he's not that bad of a coach. Falcons, Jets. Falcons here by 2.5 in the Meadowlands. Aaron.
Thanks for going to me first on this one, Rome.
Yeah.
Look, Falcons, Kirk Cousins got a nice win last week against a bad Saints team. They go against another bad team here on the Jets on the road.
Yeah, it cost me.
Yeah, I don't think the Falcons go in here and win two games in a row on the road. I like what I saw from the Jets last week. I don't like what I've kind of seen from them the last couple of weeks. Defensively, they've been better. I think Tyrod Taylor.
They trade everybody away.
Yeah, I mean, they've just been playing. I mean, if you look at the numbers, they've been playing pretty well. They've held Baltimore in check, you know, got us to cover there with the hook. I think the Jets won this game outright. So I'm going to take the points. And I think Tyrod Taylor, the running game, the Jets just, I mean, if you go back and look, Breece Hall fumbled, at the 1 yard line when he's getting ready to go in for a score. They just do stupid shit over and over. Lucky for them, the Falcons can never be consistent enough to win when you think they should. So using your logic that you've been using about five picks, Rome, the pick here is the Jets. I'm going to go with them, and I think they went outright.
Jason.
I'm going to agree with Aaron. There's just no consistency to this Falcons team, and even though you're a two-win Jets team, you've had some minor improvements with there. I think they're almost two opposite directions are going. You expected a lot from this Falcons team at the beginning of the year. You're sitting there, you know, 3-2, and then they go on a 5-6 game losing streak. Quarterback's out. I think Drake London's doubtful to play in this game as well, too. It's just not the year.
I think London is out, yes.
Yeah, so it just isn't the year for the Falcons right now, and I think the Jets, I'll take the Jets as well.
Nice. This would be a stay away for me, but I'm reluctantly going with the Jets just on vibes here. +2.5. Last Sunday morning game, 49ers and Browns. Shedeur Sanders makes his second start with that stout defense. Garrett having a legendary season from the defensive side. Aaron, who you got?
Yeah, Rome, we've talked about teams traveling west to east. Short week. Shedeur getting his second start, like you mentioned. For me, this is a game where it comes down to defenses. Browns got a good defense. You're giving me them 5.5 at home. Brock Purdy turns the ball over a lot. Shedeur can turn it over a lot. Both teams are going to rely on the run game. I think it's a slugfest defense, a low-scoring game, run-type game. McCaffrey probably has a big game. He's probably the difference why him and Kittle, why the 49ers win. But I'm going to take the Browns +5.5. Just too many points here. As long as Shedeur plays within himself, doesn't turn it over, Cleveland's defense will be able to shut down this Niners team that lacks explosive play. So I'm going to take the Browns +5.5.
Jason.
Going to agree with Aaron on this one. I mean, initially I'm like, man, like you're looking at a Salah defense versus, you know, Shedeur in his second start, and what can you do? Expose a rookie quarterback. But now you have the flip side. You got Purdy in a 3-interception game, and then the Niners defense, as good as it's been, still a lot of backup parts there. The Browns defense has kept them in a ton this year, regardless of kind of where the quarterback plays at. And I think if you're just giving me that many points, it's going to be a close game. So I'll take the Browns +5.5 as well.
So I know you guys have been pretty tough on Purdy, but Purdy is one of the winningest quarterbacks in the NFL, especially with the trio of Kittle and who else I'm thinking of?
McCaffrey.
McCaffrey?
Yeah,
and nobody else, because they released Ayuk this week, and Debo ain't there no more.
Well, Ayuk is trash, dude. There's so many good memes going around. You pay the guy because he wants to leave. He plays like, oh, you don't give me enough attention.
Well, they finally give him attention, million, right? So did he not even get paid? Because they voided that contract.
No, he got voided everything else out, but he still got the initial payout. Whatever was the first guaranteed payout?
I think he only got, 26.5 mil?
Out the whole thing?
Yeah.
Probably like that. Yeah. He missed on everything else. And it was just like, all you have to do is just show up to practices, be a good teammate, show support, show the film room. Couldn't do that. Guy's a drama queen. So, yeah, dude, that guy's done. Purdy, though, he looked good on his game back. But then going back to last week here at home, we faced the Carolina Panthers. A lot of those throws, they just kind of sailed. I wanted to talk about it during the podcast. I can't remember like why we got distracted. I think it was because Aaron's going on his rants for the Carolina Panthers. But
yeah, like he you just, said, Rome, we got a guy sailing fucking.
He just did not look like he had any velocity. He just looked very uncomfortable in the pocket. He's still ailing from that. And I know that's a tough injury to come back from. Everyone in the NFL has said that's like one of the worst injuries to come back from. It's worse than like a torn ligament and everything like that. He just does not look okay. I'm not sure if this is like a up and down, depending on how many epidurals or like if you're like Marshawn Lynch, like could he take like a couple of shots of Hennessy before the game? He doesn't look like a Hennessy kind of guy, you know? He looks like he's taking like ibuprofen, like a Gatorade. That's not going to be enough to show out. I like Shador, and the Browns defense is a top three defense in the NFL. And Myles Garrett is, dude, I'm worried about Purdy, dude. If he gets his hands on Purdy, Purdy's going to be in some pretty big trouble here. 5.5 points. I don't know if they win, but I expect it to be pretty competitive, and Shador's career is on the line here. He has to show out. Stefanski and the whole organization, everybody else out, say what you will, but they have not shown him a lot of love. And it's kind of like, despite the fact he's getting another start. So just because he did good against the Raiders. So I'll take them with the points.
Myles Garrett, I mean, he's not far off from the NFL sack record right now.
Yeah, so he's three away. Right?
He's 4.5 away. He's currently got 18 sacks. The record is 22.5.
He's going to crush it. He's been getting 2 or 3 every week.
Yeah, so I think really something to look at here in this game.
He's going to break TJ Watt's record, who he tied. I believe it was it his brother that he tied with? Or
when do they play? When's that game two matchup between those guys?
I don't know, but he'll probably break it in 3 games.
He probably saves it to break it in that game.
Strahan and TJ Watt have the record room.
There you go. Yeah. All right, into the afternoon games here. We're almost there, guys. Down the stretch, Viking Seahawks. Seahawks here by 12.5. Ridiculous spread here, Jason. Or maybe it's ridiculous to me. I don't know.
It does feel ridiculous because I don't even know who the starting quarterback for the Vikings is. I know I picked him up in one of my keeper fantasy leagues just to have a backup. It's like the third string guy. Aaron, do you know his name offhand?
A rookie?
I think it's like an undrafted like rookie that they got playing right now.
Max Brosmer from Minnesota University.
Okay, so they just like basically took him off of the University of Minnesota's practice squad, I guess.
His pro comparison is compared to TJ Yates. That's what he was compared to in the draft.
Okay, well, there you have it. I think it's a lot of points, but man, this Seahawks team is really good. And if you're going to go into this thing without basically a pro-level quarterback, I mean, Roman, you had your guy, like, Hall of Fame backup, Mason Rudolph last week versus the Bears.
Hold up. Have the Vikings even thrown out an NFL caliber quarterback this year? I'm just curious.
Possibly not. I mean, there was a guy that in the fourth quarter versus the Bears in week one that looked pretty good. But I mean, how hard is this league, Rome? You had Mason Rudolph career backup over. I sent you the stat. You didn't want to read it about the Steelers not completing a pass beyond 20 yards for like 4 weeks straight.
And I'm now very well aware of the stat, Jason.
Okay, I'm just letting you know.
That stat to me is relevant over that DVOA bullshit that got thrown out about an hour ago.
Exactly.
You didn't throw it out, Aaron. You basically double down on it.
Well, he chat GPT what the hell it was.
Yeah.
It was a very professional response by Aaron in the text, by the way, for DVOA.
Can I get a bank loan from
Please
DVOA?
Don't use ChatGPT. You're using valuable resources. Just Google search it, all right? Just Google search it. You don't need ChatGPT for that.
Back to the game, Rome. This is a good Seahawks team. This is a Vikings team. Again, how do you score and make points where the Vikings or the Seahawks know how to score and take points? You're at home. It's a ton of points, but I'll take the Seahawks.
Aaron.
You're right, Rome. It is a ridiculous line. It's ridiculous that you're only favoring the Seahawks by 12.5 against a quarterback that I don't even know if he knows where his locker is at the Minnesota Vikings facility. And, you know, he parks. He doesn't even know where to park. He parks off campus, off site. Seattle here, they know what's up. Tough loss against the Rams 2 weeks ago. Tennessee, they were blowing them out by 20 two different times. Tennessee kind of came back and won, got back and covered. That's because they had Cam Ward, a decent quarterback, just has no players. problem with Minnesota is if they had Cam Ward, they'd be right where the Bears are right now at 8-3, but they don't. They got this Max Bromster, whoever he is. So go ahead, give me Seattle, give me the 12th man, because look, Vikings can have 12, 13 guys on the field and ain't going to help them against these boys. Give me Seattle big over the Vikings.
Yeah, this one's like a stay away here. The spread's too big. Vikings have stayed within the spread in every single game. They've been blown out once, really. And Seahawks have only blown out one team all year round.
Rome, I don't know how you can say the Vikings got blown out once. I was there at SoFi when they got their ass handed to them. They just got their ass handed to them again last week.
Yeah. Anyways, Seahawks, they did blow out the Cardinals, but that's like their only big victory since the Saints. Everything else has been pretty close here. Is JJ McCarthy out?
Yeah. Yes, that's what we've been saying.
He's out. They're starting a rookie quarterback. Who's the backup to him though, Jason? Do you know? Because Wentz.
There's someone else. There's somebody else.
I don't know. Well, Joe Webb is Joe Webb on the roster? Or?
They don't have anyone else unless they call somebody up from the practice squad.
They should have traded for Kirk Cousins when they had the chance, right?
Ah, Jesus Christ.
They don't have one. I see Carson Wentz and Brosmer and McCarthy, the only one on there.
Yeah.
Well, because they were having Wentz play, and he's played through like a lot of injuries to give.
But Wentz is on season-ending IR.
Yeah,
so.
He's done, yeah. This is an ugly one. I guess so, since they have a rookie quarterback. I don't like this one at all.
I mean, talking about MVPs, Smith, Nick Jacobus Smith, I mean, what he's doing is, I mean, he might break the all-time receiving yards in the season on pace for it right now to be Calvin Johnson's record.
He's killing it. He's killing it for sure.
He gets another big game here.
Yeah, this is an unknown. You have a quarterback. We have no idea how he's going to perform.
Another thing, Rome, before you finish, I forgot we didn't even fucking bring it up. Revenge game for Sam Darnold. We didn't even bring that up.
This is a revenge game.
No?
No,
you need the quarterback that took his place to be a revenge game. Like, this game's
no.
I would 100% disagree with that.
This is against the organization that shows you didn't want me. You didn't believe in me big enough after I delivered you a 14-win season.
They didn't want to pay him the full amount that he was asking for, and he took even less with the Seahawks. That's totally different.
I think it's a big revenge game for Sam Darnold.
He could have signed.
All right, well, so you're taking Minnesota, Room?
No. No, I said Seahawks.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got to listen. Dude, listen.
I'm just you're making such a case for Minnesota and everything right now, so I just want to make sure.
I did not make a case. All right, Bills, Steelers. Steelers getting 3 points on this one Sunday afternoon, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, I already cited you your stat about your Steelers passing attack right now. There's Bills defense probably not as good as the Bears, but the Bills offense is pretty good. And Josh Allen, the only thing with Josh Allen right now, he's kind of doing everything himself. And they are relying on James Cook. I think he's number two in the league in rushing right now. So it's almost a two-man show in that offense here. But the Bills need to get in gear and keep it in pace. 3 points, you know, within the touchdown game. Could be end up being a push, but I'll take the Bills -3.
Aaron.
Yeah, this is a tough game here. I mean, Mike Tomlin's just been dominated in the past by Josh Allen. He's owned him. He's put up good numbers against him. But the Bills right now, they are really, really struggling. Defensively, they've not very good. Jason, you can point out the stat the Steelers don't throw the ball, but teams have been running the ball well on the Bills. I don't love it, but I'm going to take the Steelers here getting 3 points. Rodgers is likely back. Who knows? But I'll take the Steelers +3. I don't love it, but I'll take the points here at home for a team that needs to continue to win to stay in the playoff hunt and win the division.
Yeah, this is pretty big for the Steelers. For as bad as they played against the Bears, they still almost won. This is still a really good team, and it's more like they shot themselves in the foot more than their opponent. So I think Steelers show up for this one. Bills are still really good. They're going to be in the hunt for the playoffs. Steelers, they got to put some fucking game plans together to get some pass plays here. Their running game is starting to come together. The defense has been pretty competitive. They haven't put too many games from A to Z, or like from minute zero to minute 60 together. Last game, they totally shut the bed in the second half. They have to show up this fucking weekend. I will take them 3 points. I don't know if they win. I hope that they win, which sucks because I also like the Bills. But come through, Steelers. All right, come through. Raiders, Chargers. Chargers favored by 9.5 at home. Big divisional game. Aaron.
Yeah, Raiders, we talked about it Sunday, I believe, or Monday, when they fired Chip Kelly. Who's calling plays now for them, do you know?
Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
That's what I mean, Rome. Doesn't matter. Chargers coming off a bye week. Well, obviously, they were on two bye weeks because they did not show up in Jacksonville. I was talking to G. He's like, yeah, basically, they rented a place down there at South Beach, and they're at the Elbow Room the night early and did not show up against Jacksonville. So, look, we all know the Raiders can't score. Chargers bye week. Harbaugh should have these guys up for this game. It's a big game, divisional game. Obviously, Chargers need to keep winning how tight that AFC playoff picture is. Raiders, maybe a new play caller. They try to throw some wrinkles out there, but they don't even have any playmakers. Their offensive line's bad. I'm going to play it safe and take the better team here. I'm going to take the Chargers minus 9.5.
Jason.
I'll take the Chargers too, Aaron. I'll correct you. The Elbow Room is in Miami. Jacksonville is nowhere near Miami, so I just want
to
make sure.
That's what I mean. They didn't show up to Jacksonville.
Oh, okay, all right.
They left themselves in the old Elbow Room. So.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. So they're all
that's,
the
other – that's where I was hinting at. They just weren't in Jacksonville.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. Well, regardless, I think they've gotten their time out in Florida out of the way. They are not traveling back east, which that's what we learned about the Chargers. They just don't know how to go back into the Eastern time zone. The Raiders don't know who's calling the plays, don't know what this team can do offensively. They can't run the ball with Genty. There's a lot of options. Hampton may be coming back here for the Chargers. It's a possibility, but if not, they still got a solid running game without him. Chargers minus 9.5 for me, too.
For a team that can't run the game with Genty, he's still getting over 125 yards of scrimmage a game. Because
all he can do is checkdowns, bro. That's it. That's their offense.
Yeah.
Check down to Genty. And
he's still getting about like 80 a game, though, on runs. But, tough to see how this new-look Raiders team is going to look like. Pete Carroll reports have come out yesterday and today that he's not going away. He might stick for year two. There's no quit in him. But, honestly, who has the heart to tell him that? There's a quit in the Raiders. There's an I quit in the Raiders because they're going to have to change gears here. It's not looking good. Chargers have covered when they've been up against inferior opponents. I think it's just one game that they did not show out for. Otherwise, they covered the spread in this one. Plus, they're at home. This is not like a playoff team by any means. It is a divisional game, but I think they won by like 12 or 14 points. I just fucking totally missed it. I had up here, but 9.5. I hate doing these big spreads with divisional games because you just don't know. But Harbaugh, man, Harbaugh. We'll see if this team can start looking like a Harbaugh team down the stretch because they have not looked like that for a good part of this season. Broncos. That's my phone went out. Broncos, Commanders. Broncos here by 5.5 on the road in Washington. For Donald Trump's alleged supposed namesake stadium being in construction here for his beloved Commanders. What a joke. Jason, who do you got?
Yeah, I didn't know where you're going with that. It's the new stadium. It's not going to be in Virginia or whatever it's at.
He wants to be called Trump Stadium.
He does, but not the current one they're playing at. So we'll save that for now. I don't love this game at all either way. The Broncos, obviously a better team right now, but as all the flack the Bears have gotten for not beating anyone, I think there's been some similar conversation about the way the Broncos have gotten lucky in some of their games and who they've beaten as well too. But their game's pretty tight. They play a lot of tight games. They beat the Chiefs by 3. Raiders by 3, Texans by 3. Their biggest win was Cowboys. They beat them by 20, but beat the Giants by 1 in that miraculous comeback. Jets by 2, Eagles by 4. So a ton of close games. The Commanders, yes, they're not starting. They're starting to back up. The wide receivers potentially getting healthy. I think Terry McLaurin's playing today. It is in, not Washington or Virginia, wherever it's play. Just for the fact of the 5.5, I think it's a little too much for this Broncos team on the road. I'm going to take the Commanders.
Nice. Aaron.
Yeah, you got both teams coming off a bye, you know, as the top team there in that division. Commanders got that big win. Commanders, know, they're coming off that overtime loss against Miami. It was a tough one. But Dan Quinn took over play call duties, and the defense actually looked a lot better. As Jason mentioned, they're supposed to be getting some playmakers back. I like Washington here, +5.5. So I'm going to go with the Commanders as well. Broncos don't blow anybody out. We don't know what we're going to get from them offensively. Defensively, we know we're going to get from them. Under 43.5 is probably a good play as well. But I think Keith Kingsbury will have a nice game plan for this one. And I'm going with the Commanders +5.5.
Theoretical situation. What if Ben Johnson did take this Commander's job instead? You know? You guys ever think about that?
Guys, I already did last year, Rome.
Huh?
I probably did last year for a minute. But hey, look, they got to the NFC Championship game last year. So maybe that's what the Bears do this year.
I still think it was a better job. But yeah, 5.5 points, Commanders. Still a talented team. They're underperforming this year. Jason has shit on them all season long, especially in defense for Caleb Johnson or Caleb Williams being better than the Commanders quarterback, which, come on. I don't know.
Yeah, you
it's
don't
been
know.
A down year. You can't throw the ball when you have both shoulders broken, but you know, 5.5 points. Yeah, why not?
Caleb Johnson is the running back for your Pittsburgh Steelers that's just wasting away on a dynasty fantasy team that I have.
Is that the rookie from Iowa?
Yeah, the guy that I thought was going to be the heir apparent to Najee Harris that like just lost. I don't even know if he's in the offensive team room anymore.
Well, he's not in special teams room anymore because he doesn't know how to recover kickoffs on the cost of that game against Seattle.
Greenwell has been shining.
Yeah, Greenwell's been playing well.
Yeah.
You mean Gainwell?
Right. There you go. Greenwell, Gainwell. Get well. All right. Giants, Patriots, Pats favored by 7.5 over the Giants. Jason.
Yeah. Pretty big spread for a Giants team that even though they haven't won games, they have been in a lot of games. So obviously they lost last second to the Lions last week. They had the last second loss to the Bears and the Broncos and everything like that. Man, 7 is just a lot of points, even though as good this Patriots team is. I don't love it, but the Giants play, they just can't close it out. If it was only 7 or below the 7, I would probably consider taking the Patriots, but at 7.5, I'm going to take the Giants.
Oh, nice. Aaron.
Yeah, it's an interesting number. I mean, the Giants, I don't know if Jackson Dart looks like he – I just saw he's taking for a clear concussion. Patriots just lost their starting tackle, the rookie out of I believe it's LSU, so their offensive line is going to be a bit banged up. But the Patriots just had their worst game of the season against Cincinnati before that. I mean, they were just rolling through people with 8 games in a row. I'm going to side with the Patriots here at home, -7.5. Tough place to play in Foxborough. I think Mike Vrabel will have them up. Ready for this one. So give me the Pats -7.5 at home Monday night.
Seem to have an emergency at the Rome studio right now.
When he spill something?
That or Westbrook made an accident or don't know what happened.
All right, so what happened?
We don't know. What happened to you? What happened? I mean, the Impossible Burger like decided to grow legs or something over there. I'm not sure.
No, it's impossibly fucking my stomach up, but my battery's about to die. It's been tanking on this podcast. I don't know why, faster than usual.
So I'm taking the Pats, Rome.
You're taking the Pats?
Yeah.
-7.5?
Yeah.
Ooh. Dude, that's a crazy line, man, because Giants have been in a lot of these games, but they still managed to lose right above or below that 7 marker.
Well, they just fired their defensive coordinator. So again, I don't know who's going to be calling plays for them this week.
Well, it can't be any worse than what they were doing. Now I'm going to take the Giants with this one. 7 points. Hell yeah. Nah, Giants vibes are good. It's a fun team. This is going to be a great job. Whoever wins this one, and they'll have a resurgence in New York pretty soon. Don't worry about it. Giants fans. The next era is coming. It's happening right now. It's a fun team, just like the way it was right before Eli Manning took over. They had a lot of talent. They just didn't have a stable quarterback. Similar vibes here. They're just missing that old man coach to lead the way. You don't need a fancy offensive coordinator to take over everything. You just need someone solid here. We'll see what happens. Does Bill Belichick ditch his 24-year-old girlfriend, the social media manager that's potentially losing his life, to go back to the big leagues?
Why would you want Bill Belichick? He came in North Carolina in the ACC.
Well, college football's hard. It's hard, dude. It's hard to go back to school. Have you gone back to school? All right. Case closed.
What? I mean, if you pay me $10 million, I'll go back to school.
I would love to get paid $10 million to go back to school, dude.
Yeah.
You can join like the other guys that are playing college basketball. They're like in their, they're like 37, 38, dude, with NIL deals. Just do it.
Let's make it happen. I could sit there in the corner and shoot threes.
I can shoot threes.
I could play zone defense all day, man, at the top of the key.
I can't play any defense right now, not with my knee. I can't go left to right. All right, so that's all the games there for Turkey weekend. Lots of stuff Friday, Sunday, and at least just one Monday night game. That Monday night game should be a lot of fun, though. I think that's going to be a really fun one.
Well, we got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We got 5 days of football, some good games, NFL and college.
I'm glad there's no football or NFL games on Saturday, at least. That's nice.
That's coming up, though, Rome.
I don't like it. Yeah. How you guys feeling about this weekend?
Big slate of games, rivalry in college, and then obviously you got a few rivalries in the NFL, and I think we'll start the playoff picture starting to take shape here a little bit. Some big games.
It's starting to take shape. I've been keeping track of all the games that were unanimous decisions here. We have a winning record so far the last few weeks, about 57%. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If history holds true, we will be 4-2 or 3-3 this week. So we will see what happens. We'll see if Jason extends his lead, his 3-week stretch of coming back from behind. And we'll see if me and Eric can break a back-to-back week tie. Same records here. I have no idea about these games. I know typically, though, like these Turkey Day games, they tend to go the opposite here. And everyone's always surprised that the better team does not win. But it's just always like that. I think last year might have been the best Turkey Day we've had in a long time. Big games, though. A lot of big games, more than usual. We usually have like one shit team, one good team, and everyone's just playing shit football because it's Thursday. But I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm actually optimistic this year. Any final thoughts?
Nope.
I'm good.
Okay. Cool. I have nothing else, too. I don't think so. Yeah, nothing. I'm just seeing highlights of Michigan and Ohio State fights. So that's on Instagram right now. You guys remember planting the flag last year? Got lots of noise. Lots of noise.
I think it's going to be a topic again this weekend.
All right, so that'll do it for NFL Lions Week 13. Catch our college football games of the week as well for Week 14. Rivalry Week on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And new power rankings go out. I just realized.
What are these power rankings, Rome? I heard the Bears, you teased, they're number 8.
They did not get posted, I guess. I guess got stuck in drafts, which I've been having an issue with some of the posts here. Hoping someone can take over this stuff eventually. But power rankings. Dude, my phone's about to die. Laptop's about to die. Everything's about to die. It's apocalypse here. All right, so updated rankings for this week. I'll post it right now when we get offline here. But Bears make their first appearance ever on the pod at number 8. I just felt like doing it over other options here, including the Packers, basically based on record and close wins. The 49ers, which I like, but you know, last win wasn't as impressive. And a few other contenders, like in between like the 9 and 12 ranking, it's pretty clustered there. But the Bears win over the Steelers actually put them on the top for me. Lions are at number 7, so they have a slight drop in the rankings. Broncos are at number six. I did not lift them any higher. It was a bye week, but I just felt like every other team above them is just better, even despite records. So Colts are number five. They have a three ranking drop. Seahawks are at number four. Eagles drop down to number three. Patriots rise at number two. And Rams stay at number one. Rams, Pats, Eagles, Seahawks, Colts, Broncos, Lions, and the Bears for this week's Power Eight.
Interesting. I mean, I'd be curious, Rome, of the teams that have jumped into the power ranking, what are their record that week? Because it does not seem very good, teams that have jumped to 7 and 8 winning. They don't last long.
Well, you know, Lions have jumped back in, and they've been, you know, 8 and 7.
I don't think you have ever had them out, Rome. I know the Chargers snuck in at 8. They got blown out at Jacksonville. I forget who snuck in at 8 last week, but I believe they took an L as well.
Well, to be fair, Rams were at number 8 in week 6. 49ers were number 7 at week 6. Then it was the Eagles and Seahawks. Then it was Patriots, Niners. Then Niners got kicked off.
And then Niners got kicked out.
Then Packers got Seahawks.
Is that when they lost to the Eagles when you snuck them back in?
Packers lost, but Seahawks climbed up. Then Patriots, Broncos. And then Broncos stayed in, but someone else got kicked off. And then it was Chargers. Chargers got kicked off again.
Yeah, we know.
Bills, they've
Bills
dropped
got kicked off
a little bit, so they finally got kicked off. And Lions maintained. You're right. Lions have always stayed in, at least in the top eight. They've been, I think, every number on here. Now they look at it, but yeah, we will see. There's no like real curse here. It just happens to be like, it's just kind of tough, you know, like,
I don't know. I've noticed a trend over the last couple of weeks. Who's ever jumped in at 8 has gotten beat that week. So I don't know if you were doing that on purpose to get Jason's Bears an L, or do you really believe they're in your top 8? I don't know, Rome. I guess we'll find out.
Week one was Bengals Commanders, and Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, week one, let's not even talk about that. I don't think you should even do a top 8 till after the first month of the season next year, Rome. Like,
should consider losses in week one in college football either, but that's just the way it is.
Let's not consider rivalry games losses then, right? Let's just come on, Rome.
Oh, come on. You just can't have rules break up rules.
Count. Other rules. You shouldn't come out. That's like the top 25, right? They say they shouldn't have a top 25 the preseason in college football because you don't know.
They really shouldn't know.
Like data. Rome's Power 8 shouldn't come out till like week 5.
Oh, no. I've been taking a peek at other people's Power 8. It differs a little bit, but I think only ESPN really has like the Chiefs in like their top 8. I can't really remember. I don't do rankings and jump teams by like 10 rankings after one win. I'm sorry, I can't do that. That's ridiculous. But no, Bears deserve it. I, you know, if you're looking at, you know, the totality and work, I think there's like a lot of merit there to be number 8.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Congrats, Jason.
Thanks.
This guy looks really excited.
It's like 5 minutes of nothing going over your power rankings of crap. So just whatever.
Yeah. Solid power rankings, Joe.
Solid. Just put him in there. He's got the Bears at 8 because he wants the Bears to lose because he beat his Steelers. He's all butthurt putting his DVOA stats out there, whatever it might be. But you know what? Okay, cool. We're number 8. It's fine.
Sounds about right.
I love this stuff. This is good stuff, guys. Good shit. We will see how these fucking rankings come out. Good luck to us on the college football stuff. This might be the worst week to play college football bets.
It's rivalry. I think it's actually a really good week.
Yeah?
I feel good about it.
Yeah, we'll see what your 3 games are, Rome. You got till noon on Friday, so start looking at it now.
I will.
I've already taken Michigan, Rome, so.
I actually don't like that pick.
Okay. That makes me like it even more, then.
God, come on, dude. You're tripping. I'll look at the stats. I'll get a chance to dig into the stats tomorrow. But, all right. I guess I'll do it then. Any other comments for the week or no? Turkey Day, we're good? We're good to go?
We're good to go.
We coming back Sunday? We coming back Monday? What are you leaning towards, Rome?
Lean towards Sunday.
Okay.
leaning towards Sunday. We can recap the F1, college football, NFL, all that good stuff. And I'm kind of ready to talk a little basketball. I finally saw the Lakers play last night against the Clippers, which it was kind of ugly for the first half, to be honest with you. It was like a lot of scoring. But to see Reeves and Doncic and James play together, holy shit, they look fucking good. Like, there's like moments where I'm like, oh man, this is, if they can just play a little defense, no, we'll see. They have a puncher's chance. So I'm liking it. I'm fucking liking it, man. 99 points from them three. It's, I can't believe Reeves is that good. I can't believe it. He's just seemingly slow to seemingly fast.
He's good in non-meaningful regular season games, Rome. But when the playoffs come due, Reeves will be who he always is.
He's still in his career. No one has shown up until year seven. So that's all talk from someone that looks like Reeves when they play, you know?
Me?
Yeah.
I guess I'll take that as a compliment. You're
slow, but you can shoot a three. You're deceptively elusive, you know, when you play basketball.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know why you hate on Reeves. It's kind of like your game.
I like Reeves. I just think people are hyping him up to be the next great white hype here.
Every white hype's a great white hype.
It doesn't really pan out.
All right. No, Lakers look good, though. That was nice. The Clippers look like shit. It makes me happy. You hear that that clip with Kawhi Leonard? Like, what can the Clippers do to make it better?
Get some money back from circumventing the cap, or
you
what?
Said to get some talent.
Yeah,
we need to get more talent. And then everyone on Twitter and like X and Instagram,
he traded away.
He's like, you are the talent, bro. You were the talent, but you miss out on every game. But all right, cool. I'm looking forward to recapping though. Should be pretty fun. You guys got any big plans for Turkey Day?
Nope. Watching football.
Watching football. Are you no in-laws this year?
Yeah, that's why I said nope. Watching football.
Aaron's at his parents' house.
Where are you going, Rome?
I might go to my sister's, but you know, listen to her husband and her bitch for 3 hours and then watch my little nephews just act like little shits, you know. And I'm just going to be missing my daughter because she's with her pain-in-the-ass mother who doesn't think like, you know, she should see me for things, you know, just all that stuff. I don't know. I'm just gonna try to chill out and just watch football and just, you know, vibe out. I'll do a lot of college football research to kind of keep my mind distracted. That's for sure.
There you go, Rome.
All right, cool. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And catch us on Sunday night then on the recap.